Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. At last, the midterm election is behind us. President Obama had said that, although he was not on the ballot, his policies were. The nation's voters repudiated those policies. Republicans were voted in and Democrats voted out. Now, some races are still in dispute, but Republicans have already secured more than enough new Senate seats to replace Democrat Senator Harry Reid, leader of the Senate, with Republican Mitch McConnell. In his victory, Senator McConnell said, "It's time to go in a new direction. Real change in Washington is what I intend to deliver." And I know that a lot of people might ask, what difference does an election make? Well, we shall see. Hopefully, we will see an effort to reform our complicated, full of loopholes, tax system. Maybe the Congress can pass trade promotion authority. Then we'll be taken seriously by countries that we are negotiating trade agreements with. And how about passing legislation to authorize the Keystone Pipeline? President Obama has blocked every effort so far. Corporate taxes need to be reduced. Our rate is higher than any other developed country in the world. Businesses in the United States have been intimidated by the president's administration regulatory overreach. If this can be stopped, maybe we can see new business investment and economic growth. The economy was the voters' top concern in this election by a wide margin. Next year, I would expect the Republican Congress will be sending a number of bills to the president for his signature. And with some compromise, perhaps he will sign some of them. We desperately need to deal with our backlog of issues. In years past, we have seen presidents deal with the other party to get things done. President Reagan worked with a Democrat Congress and negotiated historic agreement with the Soviet Union to eliminate intermediate-range nuclear missiles. President Clinton signed a Republican welfare reform legislation after he vetoed it several times. And then he took credit for the legislation. Now, here's where we are now. President Obama's policies were on the ballot and rejected, but he still has a chance to reach across the aisle to get some things done, which up until now he has been unwilling to do. We shall see. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.